Hi, I'm Tripp, and this was a pre-recorded program that was held live. If you'd like to find out about the next show, just reach out to me on social media, and I would like to hear from you. So, let's connect. Hey, how you doing, Internet? I'm Tripp, and this is the Cyber Fringe. Of course, we've got a cool show for you tonight. I got Lizzie on board. Let me pull her up right next to me. How you doing, Lizzie?
Hi, how are you, everybody? Hope you're having a good night.
Yeah, this is a way to spend a Saturday evening, and Lizzie and I thought it would be really cool. She asked me about past lives and stuff, and there's so many people that talk about time itself. Instead of us having a conversation about time, we thought we would include you in what we think about time. So why don't you tell me about past lives, Lizzie, because you brought that up first.
Okay. I don't know, but in my mind, there's no way on earth that this is the first time around in the rodeo. I believe that, I know, I'm being a little bit radical here because I'm Catholic and this is not what we're supposed to be thinking, but I think out of the box and I question myself a lot all the time. So
Did the Catholics have anything about, no, there's no rules on that. There's no rules on that, I don't think.
Well, my thoughts are that this is impossible for us to be here the first time. I think that we come, in my mind, this is my personal thinking, I think we come various times. And I think in those times, we learn certain lessons in life. And I believe, in my mind, that we keep coming back until we better ourselves to the point that then maybe we're worthy of being in heaven or in a better place, or maybe that's it at the end, once you learn your lesson and you just become a free spirit in the universe as a form of energy. I don't know, but these are things that I think about in my own private life. And no, I am not crazy. I'm super freaking normal. I just think that, come on, look all around us. This is not all coincidence. Yes, I think a superhuman power, God or godly like, created this, and I'm Catholic. I believe in God. But I have a lot of unanswered questions. And the reason is because I haven't died yet. I'm here with Tripp and my Twitter friends. And I say what I feel, even if it actually, I'm trying to provoke all of you to think a little bit without thinking what I was thinking. Could it be religion-based? Am I saying something wrong? Why should we think that way? I think we should think about many things in life. I believe in karma. I believe in the secret. I believe in the power of attraction. I believe that sometimes maybe, you know, like when you meet someone in the street and for no reason you say, I don't like that person. You don't even know why. Then you meet someone like on Twitter, like I met Tripp or Dave Wyman on Twitter and Stan and Lisa. These are people and this is all in the net. Then it has become so real that we get to have charisma or power of attraction or law of attraction with these people. And to me, my crazy mind, and I don't care what anybody thinks about me, trust me, I don't care what your comments are going to be. This is me. I want you to get to know me. I think the people that we like or surround ourselves with, we either have a mission with them, something we're going to learn from them. And it's funny. Most of my people are in telecommunications. Like Tripp, who was always in the net. Dave, the net. Oh, Michael John also goes on the net. So in podcasts is what I'm saying. So I believe there's also like different types. I'm going crazy here. Different types of people. And those people have a certain energy. And they attract the same energy.
Right. Well, let's talk about an idea.
Yes,
please. Of time. Mm-hmm. Basically, we The basic rule of time, or what time is the measurement of an object in motion. That's really about the definition, but we spend time in the sense that all things are either coming from a future event, and we have now, and everything else is in our mind that we call the past. So when we talk about what makes us up, what we are, is in the way that we process stuff, is in a form of energy. And on this bubble that we live in, there is nothing ever gained or lost. We're in other words, there, all energy on this, quote, planet inside this bubble that exists today that we create stays in either its own state or turns into matter. So
yes,
when we're talking about the idea of thought and where we think from, or where how we consume thought, then the energy that it's stored in isn't necessarily, I don't think it's mine. I have a feeling that, and many of us have the same feelings, that the energy is more of a shared field, and that we all exist within a shared realm of almost consciousness in a way. There are people that you make connections with, and you share bits and pieces of your past history with them, but the idea of time around you, in other words, predicting the future event or going in the past, are only perceived by who you are. In other words, the space and time that you are in right this moment. Because anything that's in the past is just a thought that we've had, and we're storing it. And as you know, there's a couple tricks that you can play, because your mind plays tricks on you all the time. One of the things that it does is that you have to realize about yourself. I don't have my prop dime. Basically, your eye sees about the size of a dime all the time. We dart our eye around so that we fill in the information for our brain, so that we believe or perceive that we see the entire room in front of us. But if you go to places that you're not familiar with, that you've never been to before, or drive through places that you're not familiar with, you can catch your mind making up pieces of information that it's feeding you.
Exactly.
So when we're talking about the time in of us and knowing the feelings of some other entity, I have a problem with people that have these vivid ideals of past generations of a singular entity, because when I'm talking about consciousness, I mean anything that is conscious is in the same pool. It's not like we're one piece of consciousness and we die and then we're reborn and we adopt the stream of consciousness that has been floating around as an individual for a while. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that there's a whole bunch of things that religion tells us too that I have a problem with some of it, because the ideas that were dispelled from, I grew up around Christianity, so I'm very familiar with the statements that Jesus made that were quoted, quote, in the New Testament that was used by the extreme religions of the right sects of the United States landscape. Lizzie, in case you don't realize it, most of the religions have their own version of the New Testament Bible that you, as a Catholic, read. It's not the same book that others read. Different groups have different versions of that, and different stories are omitted or included.
I believe that sometimes they're...
And some of my Twitter friends, I know very well, from things that they post, I can tell you which one they're in, and there's a couple of them that rearrange passages.
Yes.
So it's okay. Not like we're all reading from the same manuscript. We're no. Kind of, and there are people's interpretation, but we're really talking about time here. And when we're talking about what people feel, so tell me, what do you feel about, you brought up the secret and the law of attraction. What do you think about that?
I believe that your thoughts are extremely powerful, that you can, you know, like we are sometimes around our home or work or walking somewhere, and we're constantly thinking. Our mind doesn't stop, I guess, till the day we die, and maybe after that, who knows? I'm open-minded. It might still be going. I don't know. I haven't died, okay? So what I'm saying is that I think that sometimes our own mind can make something that you really want happen. I'll tell you an example of a time that I wanted something really bad, and it happened. And it happened to me, and this is not a lie, and this is not make-believe land. I'm just an example with a patriot. It happened to me with Scott Pressler, to give you an example. I admired him a lot, and I liked him a lot as a human being. And I would think about him every time I would see his face on the computer. I would say, if I could only meet him, you know, if I could only meet him. And then one day, out of the clear blue sky, and he knows if he's hearing this that I'm not lying, he direct messages me and tells me, Liz, I'm in Miami. And then one day, I know you want to meet me. Just like that, you want to go to a seminar. I'll be there. You'll be my guest. I thought to myself that moment, I said, my God, I made this happen. I must have put this thought in his head. Or he had the same thought of me for some reason. Okay, and then when I meet him, I have pictures of the day that I met him. I get there to the seminar, and I see him, and he knows. I went like, and I stopped the entire seminar, and we like hugged and kissed. We both felt the same thing. It's almost like something that was meant to be. And I believe that happens. I also have another experience that has nothing to do with that, that I went one time to Barcelona, and I'm walking through the streets. And as I'm walking through the streets and seeing the beautiful place, I'm walking, and my thought kept going the same thing over and over like a freaking record player. I've been here before, and I had never been there before. And I kept looking, and it was like, I feel like I belong in this place. Actually, at one point, I wanted to actually buy an apartment there and go live there.
Really?
Because of that experience. Yeah. I never shared that with you. And I'll tell you, okay, there's things you don't know and people don't know. And I'll tell you, it was so intense, the thought. I kept walking and walking as I was admiring the place the first day I get there. And it was like, I've been here. I've walked through here. And then inside myself, asking myself, you've never been there. And I've traveled to many places. So it only happened there. It was like almost like an out-of-body experience thinking, I've been here. I've walked the streets. And so something of me wanted to live there permanently. And that thought really hasn't left me because I still continue saying, I want to live in Europe. Actually, now I say I want to live in Paris. But at the time, the place is not that I wanted to live in Barcelona per se, maybe per se. It's like I don't kind of like don't fit in here, but I do fit in here. And then as I'm walking through the streets, another thing happened. I saw this apartment in it's called La Ramblas. Near the Ramblas is one of the most known places there. That's where you walk and whatever. In the nice part, they had this building, and I looked up all of a sudden and I see this apartment full of people having this cozy get together, and they were all having a blast. And I just looked up and I said, God, if I could only live here and live like them. That to me was not normal. I've traveled to Paris, to Venice, to Washington, New York, a whole bunch of places. And I never felt that feeling that I felt in Barcelona that time. And then when I went to Paris, then I got another more advanced idea. But it still continues to be the same playbook. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know if I make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry, I was being bad and I was over with the chat people.
That's okay. I don't mind.
This is what we're doing. Ken says, hi. Merlin's girl sent me a note that I can't pull up a YouTube video while I'm streaming on YouTube because the audio gets really funky when I do that.
Okay, I want to say hi to Ken, and I want to say hi to all of our followers. Everybody that's listening to us talk about things that we feel, I want to thank you.
Yeah, I do too. Becky Brown and
hi, Becky.
Rudy's back.
Yeah, Rudy's cool. Yes.
So,
what?
She said, she sent me a link and I said, I can't now, the show's live. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not on my Twitter feed right now. Yeah.
Look, some people really like us.
She was saying that, there's some kind of blackout of internet and TV coming, and she sent me a link. I'll have to look at it later. I don't know what that would be about,
that's scary.
Yeah, that is.
I don't like the sound of that at all. My deja vu is kicking in right now.
Your deja vu?
Yeah.
Yeah, you experienced the black cat. Did you ever see the movie Matrix? There was a spot where they changed something, and their question is, was it the same black cat, or was it the cat repeating what it did? And deja vu is kind of precasting the thing, kind of like you dreaming the events that brought you up to today and that you're live online, but yes. Your brain made up some kind of salacious thing that happened online.
You know something? Our brains are capable of so much more. We're just using a little tiny portion of what we could be using. So I know there's so much more to this than we think. This is nothing. I believe that we have powers within us if like we concentrate enough. One time this happened, I just remembered one time, long time ago, like years ago, before Barcelona, there was going to be this I believe it was a airplane that fell. I don't remember exactly which one or what, but I dreamed it 3 days before. My dream was I saw the plane fall. And I thought, what? You know, that's the thing. We think that we're crazy when we think these things. And then sometimes, you know what I do sometimes? I tell a person, I just think this, just to see if what I'm thinking happens. And I don't believe in witchcraft. I don't believe in none of that stuff. And I'm not a psychic, and I don't pretend to be one. So just clearing the air, because they're going to say, oh, don't you think you're so psychic? No.
You don't believe in witchcraft?
No.
But that's the power of attraction.
I just don't. Well, you call that witchcraft?
Well, throughout the time, you know, there have been a whole bunch of things. I met some people in my past that practiced paganism, and
really?
They were, yeah, really.
Talk about it.
And in the United States, there's such a vast opportunity. I'll tell you, if we're really quick about religions and really exposing myself to a whole bunch of them, I went to the 4th of July in Washington, D.C. during the Obama administration and watched a really bad fireworks display.
Okay.
It was one of the smallest displays that I had really seen at someplace big. I've mm-hmm. gone to the Boston ones and the New York City ones. Cincinnati has a set of fireworks for Labor Day that is just phenomenal.
There he is.
But in the mall in Washington, if you've never been to Washington, there are these large grass squares or blocks between the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial. And there are cross streets that break up these blocks. And what happened was different religions were on each of the corners of those blocks, spread out, so that there were literally, each one of them brought probably 300 people. So you would walk past, I went past the Mormons, and I went past the Lutherans, and I went past I saw the Scientology people there in a gathering. What was really funny is it was a really hot day. I mean, it was like 98 degrees or 99 degrees, and the Krishnas had these giant tubs of Kool-Aid, and they were giving out free Kool-Aid, which people that were from the United States drinking mm-hmm. the Kool-Aid, there was a cult in the 1970s that took a bunch of people down to South America, and they had the cult leader was named Jim Jones. Mm-hmm. They ended up shooting a senator that went down to check on people, and they poisoned everybody with cyanide, and they drank the Kool-Aid. So drinking the Kool-Aid, you may have heard that term. That's where it comes from, is drinking the Kool-Aid at Jim Jones' encampment. But it was just kind of funny, because people that were walking around me that I didn't know were, yes, Jamestown, were making comments about drinking the Kool-Aid from the Krishnas.
Let me tell you, I had an experience in St. Augustine. That's a very old town. And in the hotel that I stayed, it was very old, because St. Augustine is like that. Outside the window, there was a group of people doing witchcraft outside. It was like a seance thing that they practiced, and it so happened it was right outside my window of the hotel I was staying in. I wonder if this has to do with anything of my life right now. I just thought about it.
Yeah,
it's a joke. I wonder. Oh my God, I don't know why I said that. God. Anyway, yeah. And let me say something else. Yes, I, as a Catholic, we do know that evil and good exist. And in Cuba, my birth country, some people do believe in witchcraft. So yes, I do believe that there's an evil force. I don't want to say his name. I don't want to give him any credit, not even on Twitter or on the atmosphere or whatever. And there is a good force of nature, which I call it God. Yes, there are people that do witchcraft. It was said all over that Fidel Castro did witchcraft in another state. I don't know if it was Africa or where. I'm not keen.
Well, the whole thing about all of these things is really, there's a different part to the, I think there's a different part to the secret, and that is the intention plays into everything, and it's what your intention is determines what it is that you receive back. Because intention for greed, or intention for just
evil
gratification of yourself,
or evil, these, even,
yeah, and evil. And then there are also people that simply can't help themselves because they have mental issues that limit their ability
to love, actually.
Yeah, to love or to be part of society. Some of those are on Twitter as well.
There's evil everywhere.
Some of those people get accused of being bots too, and it's simply because they don't relate, they don't type to anybody. They just get on and retweet everything that everybody else says, and they don't use the system.
I also believe one thing. I guess I'm a kind soul. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. I believe that some people are just nasty, and their energy, I guess, it's more evil. You know what I mean? And I believe that those people eventually they'll get what is coming to them. Because I believe that if you give love over and over again to people, eventually that love kind of comes back to you, like trifold. You know, like if people see you're genuine and that you are loving, and even though they attack you, you still remain composed and give love, it'll come a point, okay, except don't put up with abuse, okay? I don't believe in that either. But there'll come a point that you can turn these people over to you. And also, there's a lot of bad intentions. I mean, some people do witchcraft, like say, oh, I want him or I want her. That's not good. You want people to come to you with love. You don't want to say, oh, I fell in love with that one, or I want her, and I'm going to do this, X, Y, Z, because it can be done. But that's not how you want things in life. Like, there's bigger priorities in life. Like, it's not money. It's not people, per se. It's, I don't know, being with your soulmate and being completely happy and finding that place where, as a human being, you feel content. Yet there's some people that all they want is power and money and greed, and it's all for the wrong reasons. And I think that just never works. And that's my personal opinion about things.
Well, there are people that tend to believe that they install themselves, or they buy, think that they can buy class. And by literally anyone or anything. You just look at them and try to understand the idiocy in it.
Emptiness too.
Yes, absolutely. Cardoff, while you were talking, said karma.
Yes, karma.
And
what you give is what you get. If you give love, you get love. You give hate, you get hate.
So oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
if you want to, if you want to see or try an experiment, I did this one time. I have a friend that wanted to go to a pet store so that he could get some food for one of his animals. And I went along with him to the pet store, and I had been in this place before, and they have a whole bunch of cages of parakeets. I guess it's the regional place to buy a parakeet. So, so anyway, on the car ride there, I thought of negative things.
Really?
And I got myself into a state that really was a horrid state, so that I was thinking very dark things. And he parked the car, and I got out of the car, and I'm just containing anger, as much anger as I can possess. And I walked into the store, and the parakeets went nuts.
Are you kidding? That was the energy.
Yeah, it was.
I know. I know.
As soon as I saw the parakeets go, as soon as I saw the parakeets going crazy, I got out of it. No, I got out of it, and I was like, okay, guys, I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing with you, but I'm watching them go absolutely nuts. My dog. Your pet picks off the energy, that you put out. And energy and time are kind of the same things in many, many different ways. We're around, and I'm sorry, I keep seeing the chat thing and I got it on the wrong monitor. And I have a feeling that, Rudy says, St. Rudy says, I would get that you can bring any issue to God. I would get that war when playing Empire Total War too much. The idea of religion really comes to a lot of people in different ways, and you know, it's really a personal thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what you perceive time is personally. Because if you've ever had an event where you had an accident, your personal time slowed down because your perception slowed down so that you could receive and see the ball that's about to hit you in the face.
Can you imagine that? That must be horrific.
Well, if you've been in an accident, you've experienced that yourself. A lot of people see this. So the question is time really at the level so that to say that it's 9:33:28 right this second, or is the amount of time per minute do I process things or get to spend more time per minute than you do?
It's possible.
I actually know that is because when you and I work together, your consumption of your perception of the amount of time that we take is different to me than it is to you, not in value, but in perception of the amount of time.
How do you know?
Because I've heard you say a couple times about the amount of time that we did something and achieved something, but how do you tell somebody? You can't tell somebody they're wrong on a perception because perception is personal, it's always right because it's to that individual. Just because you, because it, have you ever seen an event where the police were called?
Yeah.
Have you? And have you ever, you do know that everybody that is at an event sees it differently and will give the cop a different, eyewitnesses are horrible because they give, everybody gives a different opinion of the exact event, and they're not trying to be malice.
They do it
with malice, or they're not trying to trick anybody or do anything.
I'll give you an example of that. At one point,
I
was in an apartment by myself and with my daughter, and she was young. She was about 13, and I was in the apartment, and I was alone and with her. And somebody was trying to break in to my apartment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've never shared this either. See, this is why these shows are fun. You get to hear things about you, me, whatever. And I kept trying to call the police. And the person was banging on the door. And I kept telling the police, get somebody here. And they kept putting me on hold and whatever. And I didn't know until the police got there. And God, did I tell him off. He goes to me, never, ever tell the police, when you call the police, just say they're breaking in now because they will take forever. I was so nervous, I didn't know. But what you're talking about time. To me, that time was like going either slow and fast. It's like I was in a state of desperation. I didn't have a gun. I had a 13-year-old daughter. I told her to go hide. And about to face the most horrific act that could happen, the police took their like 25 minutes to get there. I insulted him left and right. And I told him every name in the book. And he knew, was terrified. So I didn't get arrested. Of course, he knew. But boy, when, have you noticed, like if you're going to go to a surgery, which I recently had for an experience, for instance, and they're getting you prepared, and to you, time is going slow. It's not going slow. It's your perception, exactly what you were just saying. It depends on, it's almost like this too. You're happy, you're on a date, you're holding hands, you met the love of your life, and you're having a hell of a time. That shit goes by so fast. Yet you're having a horrible time, and you're going, what time is it? When do I get out of here? Time is perception, like you said.
Yes.
Agreed.
And it weighs that on in so many different ways in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We get wrapped up into our perception. One of my friends runs a gathering that they follow a philosopher from Australia.
That's interesting.
And the philosophy is basically in a nutshell, and she'll kill me if she ever watches this. It is more about your own perception is what creates the world around you and your interactions with other people. Yeah. So when you have an argument, for example, with another individual, that's really, that other individual is not really the problem. It's your perception of the other person and how you, in other words, people can't ever say anything angry or ugly to you. It's how you perceive it and choose to process it that makes that act what you believe it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's true. Somebody can do something to you and you say, well, it's okay.
Well, it's okay.
It's
beyond that. And it comes into the way that we process that stuff so that even though you when something is said the way that you process or I process, we turn the statement into anger. We turn the statement into sadness. We do it.
I'm a crybaby.
We all do it. Go ahead, get down. No more jingle.
You took it off?
Yeah, I take it off all the time. He makes noise, and it just gets to be...
It's almost like Christmas. It depends how you look at it, you see?
And I'm seeing weirdness with YouTube. Oh, there we are.
Now, Am I off the screen or on the screen? Because I don't know.
Yeah, you're at the edge.
So here?
Yeah.
I had a feeling I was off. You see? There you go. I had a little psychic ability right there.
Yeah, well, we had it set up, if you remember, for a while, so that crack, the seam between the cabinet and the wall, you hid. And we were using that for a mark.
But you know what happens? Sometimes I really get into this conversation and I'm going, I'm listening and I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like Latinas. And they're very expressive. So you start talking and I'm going from this side to this side because I'm like, to see if I hear something different. I don't know why I have to keep moving when you talk, but that's me. That's my personality.
Yeah. For me, I got to get a better way to do this because I keep not looking at you guys. I keep looking around the room because I've got too many monitors set up trying to be the one-handed paper hanger. It's kind of funny that all of this whole thing I'm operating and doing.
You're multitasking.
Yeah, I'm multitasking on the entire thing, trying to make it so that
you're stuff a one-man band.
What's that?
One-man band.
Yeah, well, maybe I could automate it and make it so that when we're talking, the problem is you're trying to figure out which screen is going to work. I don't know. I'll figure it out at some point.
You're doing great. I mean, I saw the one that you just did, the drinking one. Oh, my God. We had a headache.
Yeah. Yes, see? Absolutely.
This is today. Still have one. No more over 21. We both had a hangover. Headache all day.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. But you can't do that every day. It's not healthy. No. It's not recommendable. You gain a lot of weight. And we don't want to become alcoholics. So,
everything
normalcy.
So now we
got to hydrate. So, I'm drinking.
Yeah, and I lost my water. I left it down at the I left it downstairs.
I'm probably making you thirsty now.
Yeah, I got a Coke. But that's not really what I want. I want water. Last night we talked a little while and got hammered. Now, if you guys know me, you notice that I don't really drink all that much anymore. But since we're stuck in our houses, not going anywhere.
Yeah, and we even turned off the mic and continued talking. Because then it got fun and we were just already relaxed. Okay, what are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. And we kept drinking. And before you knew it, next thing.
Yeah. So we talked about past lives.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you were in past life? If you thought something of you, who do you think you were? Question. I mean,
I was probably the guy that said, here, hold my beer multiple times. because I don't do that now.
I don't know what I was, but maybe I was a gypsy. Who knows?
Very possible.
Why?
Do you know your family's history of how you got to Cuba? Do you know what your DNA is? Are you Spanish?
I'm Spanish, but I've never done. No, well, yeah, that's why I think I like Spain that much. It's almost like I needed to get start dancing with their outfits on or something. And it was just a very strange feeling. Yeah, I believe they are. My mom's side is a lot from Spain, from that side. So it's probably that.
And, a lot of the people on a lot of people in the United States, we all tend to
come
live
from different places. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not only we come from different places. I'm a mutt. I mean, I'm a
so
mutt.
Tell me about it. Tell me about your mutt situation.
Russia, Germany,
Russia,
France,
Russia.
Yeah, Russia, France, Germany. My name is Scottish, but it was...
I can see that.
It was the Scots that gave up, turned over William Wallace. They fought with him for a while. You know, the Braveheart movie. William Wallace was trying to get independence from England for Scotland. And I think it was the 13th century. Anyway, my name comes from Scotland, but the English gave the Scottish people, the Scottish clans, land in Ireland, and my clan ended up in Ireland. And then my clan ended up in English prison. So my clan ended up in the United States from English prison, and there's a whole bunch of them in Australia. So
wow. I've never been there. Australia.
I've never been either.
I would love to go there.
I've met quite a few people from Australia over the years. New Zealand is supposedly really, really beautiful.
I would like to go there.
On the level of beauty, like from what I've heard from Greece,
I've been to Greece. Greece is beautiful.
I have a friend that I have a close friend that's actually from there. So they
beautiful. It's really pretty.
She talks about the same places.
Actually, traveling is so amazing. I could live off a suitcase. I would be happy if I had if I got lucky. Like you said, not the lightning, but doing the lotto.
Yeah.
I would probably live in a suitcase and go from here to there like a gypsy. You see, I'm like a little gypsy. I want to like move around and experience. If I were to say to the universe today, what do I want to do? Okay. I want to live maybe not such a long life. Maybe, I don't know. 15 more quality years. I don't want to go when I'm like, no, I don't want all that. I want just to go. But I would love to those 15 years live it like there was no freaking tomorrow. Just from here to there and not even care. I mean, just...
Well, when the virus is over, the first step you can do is you're living in a really fascinating place. Go out the door.
I know. I've been locked up.
Yeah, but you've been locked up as a self-imposed exile.
It happened in Cuba, not happened in the USA.
Yeah, no but comments. You did it to yourself.
Yeah,
nobody forces you to stay in the house. You just choose to stay there and go out to Twitter. Although I'm glad that you were on Twitter because if you hadn't been, we hadn't have met.
I would have been out.
Yeah, and
there you go.
Living a life.
But maybe this was meant to be, because a lot of the things that have happened to me with people on Twitter. It's just strange, like and you, and meaning people that have brought something to my life that I feel is kind of meaningful. I wasn't outside in the street being happy, maybe, but then all these things and the people that I have met have made me happy. Although I've been sequestered, I don't know how to explain this to you, but meaning. sometimes what we think is happiness, maybe it's not happiness. Maybe if I were to be out in the street all the time, maybe I would be happy some of the time, but doesn't mean all the time. Sometimes you need to have friends. And Twitter has been fun for me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, not crazy, but just the interaction with, I like people. Just what it is. If I go into the street, I'm not going to go talk to any just stranger, anybody, you know. I feel comfortable with a person when I know the person's soul. Like, I think I know Dave Wyman's soul, and I'll tell you why. Is when he talks to me on air, he's really quick, and I kind of almost know what he's going to say, and I react just like him. As crazy, I get to his level. So I'm a people person, but at the same time, I'm like here locked up, which doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. I'll get there. I'm going to get there. I don't know how, but I'm going somewhere. I know I am. David has told me too.
Yeah. Well, the thing on the social networks is I've actually been on almost all of them. And I'll tell you that the thing that irritates me the most is the silo effect. Mm-hmm. Silos is Lee, the guy that invented the web page, warned about turning the systems into silos. And that's what Twitter and Facebook and Google and LinkedIn all do, is they force you into these boxes of community that you can't take stuff very easily between one system and another. And what someone needs to do is upset the stream in a decentralized fashion and take the components of the websites like Facebook and Twitter and use their data and their connection in a different ecosystem that unites the entire internet.
It would be nice.
It would be, because, you know, I was talking to Lizzie earlier about some of the people on different systems. Like, somebody was trying to communicate with me on Facebook while we were broadcasting, and I didn't figure out how to turn the audio thing off on that. So I don't know if everybody heard the little ding-ding from the Facebook chat thing.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. But what I was getting at is that these systems force us into using just their service, and their service doesn't provide everything that we want. I mean, long time ago, there were a couple chats throughout time. One of them is still around. It's called IRC. It's Internet Relay Chat. It is kind of like the DM groups in a way. Those DMs, but IRC, yeah, it's the same as a DM, really, where you have a person that is the admin of the room, and then everybody joins the room and chats about whatever.
Yeah, I'm in a couple of groups like that,
Yahoo used to have groups, and AOL. AOL had groups. The thing is that when AOL came on the internet, that was like one of the AOL brought the people that didn't know how to use a computer onto the internet. And because of AOL, my belief, the masses adopted the internet and did a whole bunch of unsafe practices that propagated over time into the mess of all the hacking that we have today.
Yeah.
It came from that same system. Web pages finally got to the point that Yahoo and these other in MySpace got to the point that they actually gave AOL enough competition that it didn't make any sense to pay to get internet access, and then the providers started doing it, and then Comcrap took over a large market. Yeah, that was trending on Comcast was trending on Twitter the other day. And, you know, I like Twitter for a bunch of different stuff. I like it a lot. You know what I really like about it over Facebook or these other systems is you can learn about the news and then flip the TV on and watch the reporters 2 days later read and do stories on the crap that you saw 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I agree. this fits into the perception of time and how we perceive future events and past. You see, it all comes back to just plain old perception, individual perceptions of ourselves and our own abilities.
Have you ever thought, why is it? Because I've thought about it. Why is it that a certain group of people are always through, I guess, back to energy and time, they're always together with you? Like, there is a certain group that for some reason, they're attracted to you, like charismatically. In time, but in the computer, and in space. And I think, like, we, like, maybe through the day, think of these people that we're starting to meet. And that group of people just connects with you in a certain specific way, which is, I find it so fascinating.
It's really cool. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, too, is you were asking me about writing and doing the writing thing.
Yeah, and which maybe, you're talented and you should continue.
Again, yeah, well, what do you think about maybe doing doing a video, not doing a live video, but record that and then
book?
Yeah, record writing the book.
Are you kidding?
No, I think it would be interesting, and we could put it together. Hey, guys, I do sometimes. Some of these casts with Lizzie, when we're reading the chat stuff, that is literally, this is actually live. I'm broadcasting right now across.
We're not planning anything. We're off, you know. We're
this is off. And by the way, this is on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, Daily Motion, and something else, and I can't remember. I'm using Restream, which is a thing that I send the data to it, and it sends it out to a whole bunch of different spaces on the internet.
I love it.
But there are other times that I have recorded stuff, and I play it, and you don't really know if you're watching a live event or not. I was going to do the artist thing, and that's dead until probably the fall.
So we got a lot of time for the book.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of time. We all have lots of time.
Isn't it funny how you and me have ended up like connecting in a way, I guess, we think alike? And it's just strange. This is the thing that I keep thinking. What is it about certain people? Like, Dave calls me too sometimes. And honestly, when he tells me, I want you on the show, just something he'll say to me on a DM or on a tweet, I say, this Friday, he's got me on. I don't even know why I know this. I just know it. And I think, again, I'm feeling the energy. David's energy. Isn't that weird? I just think it's weird. I do. That happens to me with her.
And by the way, thank you very much. That was Kordoff came on, he's got to be a Kordoff. Deft? He's got to be a computer person because he corrected me and said Tim Berners-Lee.
We will make mistakes, guys. We will.
Used to have Moose and Mush and Muses to Telnet to chat on too. That's true. It's really kind of funny because I used the internet for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then there became web pages.
So am I your muse?
Yeah, somewhat. In this, absolutely. In this venture of doing things, absolutely, you are.
At least I'm being helpful to someone. That's another thing that's important in life. Not being about you, it's about others. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. Helping others or to achieve.
Sometimes there's so much gratification in that.
Yeah.
You know what I thought too?
What's that?
You're not going to believe what I thought. See, I'm going to share something crazy that I thought today.
What's that?
As much as I disliked at the beginning doing this, I thought, you know what? If one day I'm never around, these recordings will be around. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know why? Because, in the case of you writing a book, your book will be around. Okay? Okay, I think artistically too, like that. So I thought, damn, the videos will be around. My voice on David's show will be around. Your book will be around. It's like when an artist draws, their painting will be around. So then your life is meaningful. Get it?
Yeah. Well, we live
something.
We live the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs that we strew on the ground as evidence that we were once
here. Yes.
And hopefully the testament of it
will be something positive.
That doesn't have to be in stone, because that seems to be the only things that last. Seems to be the only thing that lasts. But getting back to the time stuff too, and the intention of always doing good is kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I know that already about you. But you tell the world, but I know that already.
It's kind of funny, our internet stuff. I used to go to the hacker cons, and now all of them are canceled. So they're all having virtual conferences. So I'm going to see how that goes. Half the fun was meeting the introverts that are
the weirdos.
No,
the ones like you. Like, we all have a set group of people that we relate to in certain places. I can see you relating in that place and like really fitting in.
Yeah, well, the thing about some of the bright people is they'll tell you and explain things in a different term so that you really get to understand who they are and what they're about.
I love that.
I do too.
I like to get into a person's headspace. I mean, not in a bad way. Like, get to know what triggers them. It's like when you go to an art show and you see a painting. When you look at it, my interpretation might be completely different than yours. And if somebody else goes with me, they might see something completely different. That's what's cool about it to me. And talking about it.
Yeah. And there's another thing, too, that these guys were bringing up with Second Life, which is a web community that's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still around. A couple of my friends used to play that and build castles and other things. it's a sort pseudo social network, mm-hmm. but it's built more about, I think it's more built about the anonymity of the internet in that facet, sort of like the way that people are on allowed to be on Twitter and not allowed to be on Facebook. Is really kind of interesting.
I think that's horrible, and I think
Facebook really tried to turn the tables, that and LinkedIn. And what's really funny is Facebook and LinkedIn both have stolen so much data from people. By putting their app on their phone, you give them access to all your contacts, and then they figured out the mobile numbers of everybody that works for every large corporation across the planet and sell the data. And Microsoft and Facebook both have done this with their app. So I tell everybody, I have a cell phone. If I have your number, it's on my cell. Those guys don't have it because I have another cell that I call my social media cell.
Yeah, I know you have them separate.
Yeah, and you should too. You should too. And it's never too late to do this stuff.
No, I have extra phones at home, actually. I could do it very easily.
But, well, we ran just over an hour.
You know what? I want to say one thing at the end.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with anything we've talked.
You've got the floor.
In my perfect world, if I could just make one thing happen in the Twitter world or the world, I would love to see the Republicans and the Democrats both get along like human beings. Because after all, look what's happening right now, okay? We're having a difficult time with the virus. And wouldn't it be beautiful if we could all just get along? Even this bringing us together for a while, because look, we all have a right to think whatever way we want. We shouldn't force our thoughts on others. Just go out to the polls and vote for who you want. Don't attack others. Love others. Please, just love others. That's my advice. I had friends that were Democrats. The lady that lived next to my house when I was growing up, she was a second mother to me. She was a Democrat. And I used to go to their house and play with her daughter. And we used to have... And her husband was so wonderful. He would take us to baseball games. And they were such wonderful people. Why can't we go back to that? Can we please just go back to that? Can we just all get along in this world? Please?
Well, I think that we can. And I have hope. You know, the universe of where you happen to be is really not the same as where I'm at.
I know.
Two of my friends are from Facebook are watching this, and they know that we live in a totally left-leaning place.
I know, but it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
We're all different. We need to be different. If we're all the same cookie cutters, we don't learn from each other. Everybody can't be a painter or an artist. There's going to be a Democrat, a Republican, a Black, a White, a Jew. Can we just get along?
Yeah.
That's my message today.
Well, that's a great message. Hey, I'm Tripp.
I'm Lizzie. Peace, love.
And you guys have a great evening.
Bye.